Tell me about your mom.
Well, my mother, she was a heavyset like lady, real, everybody, she didn't meet no strangers. Sung in church, she's a great church worker, sung in the choir and everything. And everybody that knew her kind of well, everybody called her Mother Dear.
Mother Dear?
Mother Dear. Don't ask me why. Called her Mother Dear.
So she must have had a prominent place then in the community to be given
she's
that.
A great church worker, and she sung in church, you know, had to have a choir that goes around singing, you know, and everybody loved her.
What's your favorite personal memory of your mom?
Laughing, carrying on, and just jolly. She was just a jolly person. And she was the one I looked up to all the time, you know. Because anytime I have any kind of problems or anything, it's my mother. And that whatever she say, even after I got married, whatever she say, like, I kind of went along with what mama said. Because if I get a trade card or do anything, my mother said, well, I don't know, Curtis. If I had you, I'd wait or something like that. I'd wait. I was a man, too. I'd wait, you know. And this.
So your mom was a pretty wise lady.
Uh-huh, yeah. My father loved him, too, but I always went to my mother.
Tell me about your dad.
Well, my dad, he worked in ice and cold just about all his life, 45 years, I think it was. And he was a nice-going guy, real nice. He liked to play ball, which I guess that's when my brother and I, we was crazy about ball, baseball and all that kind of ball, you know. And he worked hard every day. He worked 7 days a week. See, he had to open up ice house on Sunday mornings, half a day. You know, people come buying ice, you know. And he'd live a cold. Had to get down in the, you seen a box car load of cold, haven't you? Yeah. Well, way back before they got a surveyor, he's had to take him back his truck up to the thing and get down in there and throw it completely up over into the truck.
Oh my gosh.
And doing when I was in school, my brother and I, in the summertime, beating like 90-degree weather too, my brother and I, we would help. We got there and worked for that man too, so we can make money to buy clothes for school, school coming on. And then later on they got a surveyor where the coal would go out the bottom of the thing. And surveyor would run it up into the truck, you know. But at first, you had to take a shovel and throw it up, over, and into the truck.
Your dad must have been a pretty powerful man.
He was. He stout. He was over heavy, you know. And then in the summertime, when you live with ice everywhere, and big 100-pound bags of ice,
yeah,
the thing blocks the ice. So you had to pull all them, take them in the ice out and stack them. I used to do that, too, in the summertime. I never went hungry. I already had a place to stay. But we worked. I had one job that I got a job cleaning up the post office. I had to get up, my mother bang on the wall and wake me up at 3:30 or 3 or 3:30 every morning. And I would go down to the depot, and when the man put the luggage on the little wagon and take it up to the post office, I'd follow him up there and help him. We'd load in there, and then he would lock me, he would leave and lock the door, and I'd stand there and clean up the post office. And then when I got to clean up the post office, I would go home to get ready for school, but instead of going to school, I would go home, eat breakfast, get ready, and I'd go down to Markham and Wood, a dry goods store, and I would work down there an hour. And as long as I got to school, by before 9:15, that's my first class, Mr. Thomas, N.S. Thomas, he wouldn't mark me absent. Then after school, I would go back to him and work. I worked till 5 o'clock or something like that after school's out. And my brother, he would live with papers all over Horse Cave every morning. I mean, now, I never went hungry. I always had a place to stay. My mother kept my clothes clean. But my mother and father haven't had to buy me a pair of socks since I was 13. I'd work, and then in the summertime we worked, and down there to the meat, have a meal in Horse Cave. And on Saturday, we'd go down there and see if a box carload of loose corn came in. If it had, they'd haul us to unload it. You had to sack it up, take little two-wheelers, take it into the mill, you know, and stack it. And it'd take us roughly 5 hours. But we'd get a whole lot of money, though, like 20 cents an hour. But when it got to 50 cents an hour, oh, Lordy, I mean, but that 20 cents an hour, you know. But that's the kind of life I lived.
Did Did your mom work outside of the home?
No, she stayed at home. Wait a minute now, I'll tell you what she would do though. Because Mr. Butler, the man who run the water plant, Mr. Butler, she used to do laundry for him. They'd bring their dirty clothes up there, and she'd wash and iron them, and my brother and I, we'd take them back to him, you know. And we didn't have running water in the house, you know. We had outdoor toilets. And we had to walk about close to 3/4 mile to Terhogan's Spring, get 2 buckets of water, and this is for drinking purpose. Then up here behind there, the antique shop on Old Dixie had another spring up there, but it wasn't too clean enough to drink. And we'd pack water from there to wash with.